Back here on Locker Room Chat, once again, unable to get a hold of Valley Heights boys basketball coach Drew Honus this week, so we'll try again next week. But looking back at what they did this past week, starting off with last Friday, fell to Centralia 63-47, and they were in this game for a little while, but a run late got Centralia up over the edge. It was kind of a run from late in the second quarter to early and throughout the entirety of the third quarter. That gave the Panthers the edge in that one, as we broadcasted that one right here on KMZA. And also they followed that up with a 53-31 home loss to Clifton Clyde, so that makes it a lengthy losing streak here for the Mustangs. They haven't won a ball game since January 19th, so that is unfortunately seven losses in a row now for Drew Honus's crew trying to turn things around here towards the end of the season. They have a game at Onega coming up next here on Friday, so a winnable game possibly for the Mustangs, trying to get it done on the road for the first time in a while as well. And then they finish up their season next Monday against Rock Creek. That will be against a really good Rock Creek team, and then actually they won't finish the season with that game. They also play again on Tuesday. They're at Blue Valley Randolph, another really difficult game for the Mustangs. But that game on Friday will be their final game. That will be credited towards their sub-state record. We'll get into that here in just a bit, but first, looking at the TVL standings, as Valley Heights currently sits 2-7, 5-13 overall. That puts them in ninth place in the TVL. Looking at the overall standings, though, Centralia, Clifton Clyde, this is a two-horse race for the rest of the way, with both teams at 9-0. Those teams will go at it this Friday in a marquee matchup. Hanover is 7-2, two games back. And Axtell is a full game back of them in fourth place at 5-2, a half game back. In fifth is Troy at 5-3. And in sixth, the half game back of Troy is Blue Valley Randolph at 5-4. In the bottom half of the league, Lynn's still hanging around there, 4-4 right there at 500 in seventh place. Frankfort in eighth place, 4-5. There's Valley Heights in ninth, 2-7. Washington County is a game back of the Mustangs at 2-8. Donovan West, they are 1-9 in 11th place. And Onega still looking for their first win in league play in this regular season at 0-9. But getting to the sub-state standings, though, as mentioned, their final game will be at Onega for their sub-state record, where, as of course mentioned, they are 5-13, so the best they can finish is 6-13. So I think they are locked in at their seeding of sixth place in their sub-state, as Mission Valley just ahead of them. They have a total of two games left, actually, to finish up their regular season against Northern Heights, which is a team that only has a couple wins on the year, and Waverly. Both of those games are at home, so most likely Mission Valley will get at least one win out of that, so Valley Heights pretty locked in there at the sixth spot, and they will likely go on the road to take on Lincoln, but we will wait till everything is set in stone in the Wabunsee Sub-State Class 2A tournament, which is coming up here in just a matter of days, so looking forward to that. So that is going to do it for this edition of Locker Room Chat. Again, hope we have Drew Honus back on the program again next week, as this one today has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.